Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct with that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but hardly duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that belt, get this, better than 35 years. And straight up today, we're talking boxing, of course, tonight. Wow, boxing's rocking and rolling. We've got ESPN rolling with Cain Velasquez in the MMA world. Of course, the former USC heavyweight champion, Bellator, is going as well, man. All kinds of stuff. And of course, maybe the MVP of the week thus far, I'm talking about Rob Brandt, still the WBA middleweight title holder, once beaten, stopped an unbeaten Russian. Straight up, he's the real deal. I really think he is the dark horse at 160 pounds. But seeing he's on ESPN and the rest of the guys are on Daz, and, you know, what's going to happen? DAZN. I mean, straight up, he's got to sign with the DAZN in order to fight Canelo. That's the way it goes, right? Danny Jacobs and Canelo, of course, going May the 4th on DAZN. Straight up, lots of stuff to talk about in both boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Till you came into my life, and these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night, girl. And here is the soul.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Hi, Rick Tittle here. Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like installing kitchen cabinets, next on my to-do list, or a big project like remodeling that kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read customer reviews, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their Project Cost Guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a new roof, HomeAdvisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Eber, sent you to go get your Harry's razors.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Oh, when you do bad, he'll talk about you. Muhammad, he's looking bad. Ken Norton just hit him in the jaw. I wonder if he broke that same jaw. Angelo, ask Muhammad, is his jaw broke? I'm in the ring.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in.
So much for that new video channel. I'm having a hard time getting the audio rolling on it. So as I said, this was the test week. We'll roll it out next week officially. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, coming to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Man, big weekend in boxing. Of course, Leo Santa Cruz and Miguel Flores doing the thing tonight. That's going to be on Fox TV, of course, the regular Fox channel. Sort of cool that Fox is stepping up and taking boxing in the prime time, per se. And, you know, 5 p.m. on Saturday nights, rocking and rolling. That's Pacific time, 8 p.m. in the East. Straight up, boxing on Fox tonight, of course. Leo Santa Cruz, very good fighter, taking on Miguel Flores in defense of his WBA 126-pound title. Omar Figueroa and John Molina are going to clash at welterweight on the same card. Of course, as well, coming up, man, you know, the USC. You got to say that this is probably a fight you're going to want to see, even if you're not a USC fan. You know, I mean, yeah, because this is probably going to be a good fight. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez and Francis Ngannou. It's going to be on ESPN tonight. It's going to be, how can I put it, a heavyweight clash. It'll be 5 rounds. Cain Velasquez, we'll hear from him in a little bit, one of his most recent interviews after the weigh-in. And, of course, he is a dedicated athlete, no doubt about it. And he's a special athlete in that, I told you, when I used to watch him spar, he spar with, like, 3 guys in the same round. He'd do a 6-minute round instead of a 5-minute round. He'd go 2 minutes with each guy, and he'd beat the snot out of each guy for 2 minutes. Each guy would be, like, tired beyond belief, and Cain would be ready to roll for the next guy, ready to roll for the next guy. What I'm trying to say is he is a cardiovascular freak. That's the best way I can describe him, a cardiovascular freak. So Cain Velasquez, Francis Ngannou, not the cardiovascular freak. He's more like a well-conditioned street fighter. And, of course, that failed against Stipe Miocic when he challenged for the world heavyweight title. I don't think that Francis Ngannou is that great. I think he's a great puncher. Of course, they had a performance in those high-performance drinks. Like, yeah, they did all kinds of stuff to promote him. And look what happened. He failed against Stipe Miocic. And now Miocic is doing a Modelo beer commercial, which I saw on the air all of one time. Doesn't look too good, Stipe. You're not the type of guy to push beer. I know you're a fireman, that kind of stuff from Cleveland, Ohio, but pushing a beer, it just didn't look like you. You look like you were out of your element. It was sort of like Stipe Miocic probably would have been better off doing like a
a lingerie commercial than a beer commercial. That's how out of his element. He just looked out of his element. Maybe he isn't. Maybe he isn't. Maybe I'm just wrong. Maybe I'm seeing things wrong. But he just looked to be way out of his element to me as far as doing that Modelo beer commercial. But I guess the UFC's trying to get him some play. They don't want to give him a fight. I mean, being the guy that's held the title, I think he held the title longest as far as defenses were concerned, 3 defenses of the title. They won't give him a rematch, and he lost in an upset to Daniel Cormier. Of course, Cormier is going to take on that wrestling freak, Brock Lesnar. That's the goal there. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, nasty guy, isn't he? Would you want to mess with him? You really would. I wouldn't want my sister. Take that back. I want one of my sisters married to that dude, but not the rest of them. I've got 3 sisters. You are tuning Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Last week, man, rocking and rolling. I'm just rocking and rolling. The boxing world is hot and happening. Of course it is. I mean, ESPN, go back to the 10th, the WBC 140-pound guy. I'm talking about Jose Ramirez, still undefeated now. 24 and zip, 16 wax. 12-round majority night over Jose Zepeda, 30 and a deuce with 25 kills. That was Sunday night in the Raisin capital of the world, Fresno, California, where I got my first moving violation at 12 years old. The cops violated me down there. The highway patrol did. They took advantage of me because I was such an honest kid. Anyway, that's the story for another day. And it was a close fight. Scores were 114-114 even, making it a majority. A score, and the other two judges had 115-113 and 116-112. For Mr. Ramirez. Former WBO lightweight champion Ray Beltran, of course, best known for being the sparring partner, okay, the punching bag, that's what he was, for Manny Pacquiao. He scored a 9th-round knockout over previously unbeaten Hiroki Okada, 19-0, now 19-1, 13 wax, a 10-round super lightweight, about 140 pounds. Beltran dropped the Japanese guy a couple of times, but, you got to say that all these Japanese guys that come here, whether they're 19-0, 20-0, 25-0, they're suspect. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. They are. I mean, they must find a whole lot of soft touches over there. And I'm not trying to say that the Japanese aren't tough, because the Japanese are tough. I'm not trying to stereotype all Japanese fighters. What I'm trying to do is tell you a bit of reality, in that we've had boxers in the past come from Korea and Thailand and Japan. In Japan, because they put money behind their fighters. See, boxing is big in Japan. They've got weekly cards at the Korakuen Hall, which is right next to the Tokyo Dome in Tokyo. I kid you not, it's weekly. I think Sunday they have these cards, man. And they've got cards all throughout Japan, pro boxing cards, weekly. I mean, it just rocks and rolls. It's sort of like the second to Great Britain. Of course, the United States is coming along now with boxing. But I'm telling you, Japan's hot and happening. But some of the fighters they give us couldn't lick a stamp if you wet their tongue. It's just the way it is. I mean, they come over here or they fight upper echelon opposition and they get drilled. Beltran fighting this guy, beating him, no big deal for me. Anyway, Rob Brands, as I said, retained that title with an 11-round KO last night over a PC undefeated Russian, we'll call him Kassan, now 17-1, 7-7 wax. Of course, that was at the Grand Casino Hinckley in Hinckley, Minnesota. Must have been cold up there, huh? Damn, must have been cold. Brandt looks sharp. He is sharp. He is the dark horse at 160 pounds, no doubt about it. Trained by Eddie Mustafa Ahmed. Of course, a man that was born Eddie Gregory. Changed his name when he converted to Islam. I got to give Eddie all kinds of props. He's got a great fighter. But Eddie, return my phone calls! Speaking of phone calls, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we've also got that no commitment, guilt-free text line. What's the number? 415-275-1613. The text line. I'll get to the text after the break, as we will be joined by Socrates Palmer. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Man, you got to have these apps. These apps are where it's at. The Zone is where it's at. ESPN Plus is where it's at. Those two apps alone will probably give you enough boxing. Probably more than enough boxing you need. But then you've got Showtime. Showtime's still hanging around, but Fox is throwing all these shows as well. So boxing fans, Facebook's throwing shows. I mean, there's shows all over the place. You got to give the boxing world credit, because they've gotten back their game by, doing all these different broadcasts and different venues. And, fights that used to go, not on TV from a hotel ballroom in Detroit, all of a sudden they put a title belt on it. You've got two guys in the main event that are of decent fighters, worth putting on TV, world-class opposition. Instead of them operating in the dark, they operate with a television background. And guess what? That means more money the next time out. And as for these belts, everybody's knocking the world at boxing because people are, there's such a proliferation of title belts. Well, title belts mean money. And if title belts mean putting a couple hundred bucks more in a fighter's pocket, I'm all for it, folks. This is a rough, rough game. I'm telling you, this is a rough game. This is not golf. This is not baseball. This is not even basketball. Basketball's pretty rough. But this is combat sports. Contact all the time. It's all about contact. You receive and you give. Hopefully, you give a lot more than you receive. Because if you don't, you end up like Punchy. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, live to you, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, this is Ring Talk. 35 years. Am I bragging? No. Mom said it ain't bragging as long as you're telling the truth. But don't overdo it, Pete. That's what she used to tell me. Because I used to dog guys. You know, I beat guys up in the ring and, you know, they'd be talking smack. We'd all have the same dressing room back in the Golden Glove days, and they'd be talking smack afterwards. And I would continue to talk my smack. And my mother said to me, "Son, you beat them once. You don't need to beat them again." But it ain't bragging when you tell the truth either. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
That's a sobering thought.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Check it, 24 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, Mike Tyson coming back there. Wow, Mike Tyson was an amazing athlete, one of the greatest fighters of all time, in my mind anyway, especially considering his height and size limitations. But last night, Steve Lott, his former trainer, his former advisor, his former co-manager, call him what you want. Anyway, Steve Lott was his right hand for a long time. But Steve Lott posted a video on Facebook of Mike Tyson hitting the mitts. And I posted, Mike came back, I looked at it as a boxing connoisseur, and I said, well, you know, Mike's pretty squared up there. And Steve Lott's rationale was a lot of guys get great punching power by squaring up. And I say to myself, you know, that's the way you get knocked down. But that's Steve Lott. That's me. We have differences. Bottom line is Tyson was successful in what he did when he was on top before 1989. Take that back. All the way up until August of 1989, there was no man more intimidating as a heavyweight champion, I think, than Mike Tyson in history. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Speaking of opinions, let's bring in the professor himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Socrates, how's life treating you in the Big Apple, man?
So far, so good, Pedro. How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, we've got Fights Night on Fox, and Fox pretty good. I'm happy that, you know, that Al Heyman's taking his act to Fox. Is this a worthy fight for Fox TV?
Well, Santa Cruz has been the name for a while. You wonder when he's going to get old, because he's 30 years old now, and guys at that weight class get old at a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
He's facing a guy, late replacement, who I think, if you look at, compared to the guy he was going to fight originally, Flores, might be better suited. I mean, he's durable. The guy's never been stopped. He's fought more recently. And at least his record goes, he's got more punching power than Flores. So it could be a very, very good fight.
You know, back in the day, there was a thing called the Don King syndrome, and I attached it to heavyweight boxing because of the fact that Don King's heavyweights would often, like Mr. Tubbs, they would go over there and he'd get out of shape. He'd show up in a fight out of shape. Mike Tyson eventually got out of shape. Buster Douglas was out of shape a lot of times. But a lot of times, Don King will put these guys on a hiatus or a vacation between fights, and they get fat. Okay, now I think that might be happening with the lighter weight fighters and Al Heyman. What I'm trying to say is that these guys only fight once or twice a year. How do you stay sharp?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the checks, the bigger they come, the less you have to fight, you know.
And I'm all with that, bro, but the bottom line is, you know, like Gervonta Davis last week, you know, he fought a guy that wasn't all that capable, but and a couple of weight divisions lighter, but I don't get impressed with him. I think he's a chubby guy. I think that I detest chubby guys. And the reason why I'm not putting every fat guy down out there. I'm not fat shaming anybody. No, not doing what I'm doing. Let me explain myself. What I'm trying to say is if you're a dedicated athlete, there's no excuse for you to be chubby. And I mean, I'm talking about, you know, like Adrian Broner, chubby. In other words, you don't take care of yourself. And like you train 6 or 8 weeks and you say to yourself, that's enough. It's not enough. You're an athlete year round. And I think that a lot of these guys that have signed with Al Heyman because they're getting the money are not full time fighters.
Yeah. I mean, Broner's a good example. He's a guy that's really short, you know, for welterweight. He's a guy that really shouldn't be higher than 140, you know, and I guess he just doesn't have the discipline to maintain himself. Gervonta Davis, a young guy, missed weight a couple of times.
Yep.
No good. No good.
You know, I had 52 fights. I never missed weight. Well, I take that back. I didn't show up for a tournament one time because I knew I was going to get my head handed to me by Zach Padilla, who went on to win the WBO world title, folks. Let me tell you, it was an honor to run from Dan. It was just an honor. Hey, I looked at the films of this guy, Socrates, and I said to myself, well, I was a cop at the time. I said, if I bring a gun, maybe I have a chance. Maybe I have. That's how good Zach Padilla was, man. Maybe I have a chance if I bring a gun. If I don't bring a gun, I got no chance whatsoever. So I didn't enter that Diamond Belt tournament. I said to myself, no. Let him go on his own way. Anyway, did you get a chance to check out Mr. Brandt last night?
I did, and I thought of you. I know you were high on him the last time we spoke. The kid looked good. It's funny. He looked like he was trying to get him out of there early. He came out smoking in the first round. And the dude weathered the storm, but he got him out of there eventually in the 11th round. I think he's a player at 160.
Speaking of players, DAZN, Eddie Hearn, and these guys, they bring Anthony Joshua to New York City, and he sells out the Garden in a couple hours. Is that for real?
That's what they said. I mean, you know, that's what they're saying, that they broke a record for pre-sale. I do expect it to be a sellout, although the New York fight crowd, it's kind of like a last-minute crowd, you know, but this is big. I mean, Anthony Joshua, you know, has the potential to be the face of boxing, you know, and no bigger stage in the Garden. So I look forward to it.
Oh, I think there's a bigger stage when you can draw 90,000 people on the Wembley. I know it's the mecca of boxing, but I mean, when you can draw 90,000 people in the Wembley Stadium, I think you're Pimp Daddy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the world is smaller, which is a good thing, thanks to the Zone and cable and whatnot. So, but the Garden is the Garden. I mean, that's, you know, it's playing, you know.
Ali Frazier, baby. Ali Frazier, the first fight, of course, March 7th, 1971, considered maybe the greatest fight of all time in the minds of a lot of people. Of course, two undefeated heavyweight champions going at each other, both Olympic gold medalists, one from 1964, one from 1960. And, of course, it all boiled down to, I guess, that knockdown in the 15th round in the minds of a lot of people. But you know what, Socrates? I don't want to sound like I'm blowing Ali here, but Larry Murch and I are both of the same opinion, and we still of the same opinion. We thought Ali won far more rounds than Joe Frazier did in that first fight. It was a 15-round fight, and I just thought that Ali won far more rounds, so I thought he should have won the fight, whether he got knocked down twice or not, or once not. And, of course, got hurt in the 12th round. But that 15th-round knockout, everybody says, look what happened. But a fight isn't one round. A fight is 15 rounds, or in the case of Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, 12 rounds. So I'm going to bring you up on that one, Professor. Was that a fair decision? Calling that a draw, Tyson Fury and Mr. Wilder the first run around, was that a fair draw in your mind?
I thought Fury did enough to win. I thought he won like you said. I thought he won more rounds than Deontay. The knockdowns were vicious. It makes for a nice payday for both of them in the rematch. Fury probably outperformed Deontay Wilder's expectations, because I think if he thought Tyson was going to be that tough, he probably doesn't take that fight. <You know>? If he would have known he was that good, still, you know. I mean, it was Tyson Fury is the type of guy that it's hard to look good against. You know, his style is just awkward, and the guy's, you know, can hit you from across the room.
Okay, Professor, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I've got you. You've got another heavyweight, and you're going to fight this guy. How do you plan to fight him? How do you get strategy in order to fight him?
How do you fight a guy like Tyson Fury? I think you got to make him uncomfortable, because I think his deal is, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. I say you flip the script on him. I think you got to press him. I think you got to bring the heat to him. I think his style shows that he has lapses. That's why he got dropped twice. He also got dropped by a smaller guy in Steve Cunningham.
Steve Cunningham, that's right. Years
back. You know, so I think he's a showman, and he's going to give you opportunities. You just have to be ready to pounce on him, but you got to rough him up a little bit. I mean, he's a big dude. He's not necessarily strong. You know, he doesn't have the greatest physique. He's got skinny legs. I think he can be pushed around, but one thing is saying it, and the other thing is when the guy's in front of you. I mean, the guy's what, 6'8"?
6'9". You know, Socrates Palmer's our guest, of course, Mr. New York City when it comes to boxing. The thing I see, I see limitless possibilities in Tyson Fury as a heavyweight fighter. Nobody's beat him. Nobody's come close as far as beating him on over a decision. The two times he was knocked down against Deontay Wilder, the closest he's come to defeat, no doubt about that, especially in that 12th round when he pulled that Undertaker WWE type of move and woke up and got up and then started kicking his butt. I mean, to me, that's almost superhuman, and I just think that a more prepared Tyson Fury, and I've seen videos of him late from his training camp in Europe, a better prepared Tyson Fury is going to even be better and hard to beat. And I think that Deontay Wilder is stuck in a position where he's 6'7", and he's never fought a guy that was bigger than him, and a guy that was bigger than him and possibly that could box maybe better than him. So I think he's got two disadvantages going in here, and I think that it was clear in that first fight.
Yeah, I co-sign that 100%. And how about the fact that we haven't seen Deontay Wilder really get better? I mean, he's the same fighter. He fights the same way that he fought 3 and 4 years ago when he first came on the scene. I mean, I don't know. I don't see any improvement.
Durant's manager, Durant's ex-manager and former two-time Golden Glove champion Hector Martinez said that Deontay Wilder is a conditioned street fighter and not a boxer. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, I mean, I think he might be discrediting some street fighters. I mean, the way Deontay Wilder fights, I think the dude is just a big dude with heavy hands, and if he hits you, you're going to go down. But he throws his punches so awkward. His footwork is terrible. You know, I don't know. He gets away with it because he's that big, you know?
Okay, Professor, there's a big fight tonight on ESPN as far as the MMA's world is concerned. Cain Velasquez and Francis Ngannou. Francis can punch, but he can't grapple too well. And Cain's a hell of a grappler. And anyway, I think anything can happen in this heavyweight fight. Look out. If you get a chance, watch this on ESPN.
I'm a Velasquez fan. I was happy when he whooped up on Brock Lesnar a few years ago. And I'm glad he's back on the scene.
He's the most scary guy. I mean, he's a guy with a heavyweight with lightweight cardio. I keep repeating this over and over again. But he spars. He was sparring one time 6-minute rounds with three different guys for 2 minutes, and he was kicking the snot out of all three guys. Three fresh guys. He's beating them up, man. So he's an amazing cardio freak. And of course, the former 2-time world heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. Socrates. Have a great Saturday night, my brother, the professor. You take good care of you and the family.
Thank you, champ. I appreciate it. All the best to you.
Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks, we'll switch gears, talking mixed martial arts. Of course, Cain Velasquez. We'll hear from Cain as he is hours away from this big match on ESPN+. Plus. Of course, ESPN against Francis Ngannou. Francis can crack, but can Francis fight? There's a big difference between being able to punch and being able to fight. Can he take one on the chin and come back? I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is MMA and more after the break. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY, or the text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide.
How can I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know. No
walls come tumbling down.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave, even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world. I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-224-5353. That's 800-224-5353. 800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are trying out a test broadcast as I run. They tell me it's in beta mode on the Switch.tv. There were some echoes in the first part of the broadcast. There was no audio in the first part of the broadcast. So I'm ironing out all the bugs. Unfortunately, those listening on or watching on Twitch.tv are paying the price of me doing this in the experimental mode. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35-plus years now. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. MMA world coming alive. Bellator rock and roll last night. Matt Mitrione, the former UFC heavyweight. Of course, he was a man that didn't like Fallon Fox. Fallon Fox being the guy fighter that turned into a girl. I mean, as far as the transgender guy, of course, went from a girl to, from a guy to a girl and then was fighting girls. That was a punk move, isn't it? I mean, I'm all pro-trans. I mean, I am pro-LGBT, you name it. I'm pro-everybody, okay? No doubt about it. But you can't tell me that just because some guy is now taking female hormones and decides to get a clip job that you're going to allow him to fight women? Come on, man. That was terrible. Anyway, she finally got licked by a woman. No, I'm not just kidding. She finally got beat by a woman, and I think she hasn't fought much lately. But Fallon Fox and Matt Mitrione got him in all kinds of trouble, of course, with the UFC. But the UFC, as Bellator's somewhat competition, Bellator, of course, got the zones happening with the Bellator. They had the card last night. They've got a card tonight, of course. And this MVP guy, man, he is pretty scary. He just is. I think the kid can make it as a boxer. He can make it as an MMA guy. He can make it as a kickboxer. I mean, he's just got a lot of skills. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here tonight. I mean, Bellator is going to rock and roll on the zone. Watch it. You've got wherever you are around the world, go to DAZN.com. You can get the first month for free. That's right, the first month is free. Check it out, see if you like it. Then if you like it, you can come back at $9.99 a month, which is $10 a month. They give you a couple of events a week, no doubt about it, boxing or an MMA. And I'm a big boxing guy, you know that, but I'm also a big MMA guy. Being able to watch these Bellator fights, well, Bellator is rocking and rolling. And I think this Michael Page fight tonight with Paul Daly is going to rock. I mean, it's a 170-pound fight. It's a grudge match. Michael Page is a bad dude. Michael Page is the hottest fighter, I think, going right now that doesn't have a title, per se, in the world of mixed martial arts, maybe outside of Ben Askren. But Ben Askren now signed with the another welterweight, signed with the USC. Of course, for a long time, he was with ONE Championship and a couple other sanctioning bodies or platforms, but now he's on the big stage. I'm talking about Ben Askren. We'll see what he can do. Undefeated. He fights ugly, but he continues to win. Michael Page does not fight ugly. And Bellator 216 coming to you tonight from the Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. Should rock and roll, no doubt about it. Take that back. Roy Big Country Nelson, he's still around, weighing 260 pounds. I mean, Roy Big Gut Nelson. I was calling him Big Gut Nelson a long, long time ago. But, you know, bottom line is, he's on the card, as is Mirko Filipov. So all kinds of crazy stuff's happening tonight. Figure it out. That'll be on Bellator MMA. The Zone's going to go at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time with Bellator tonight. Of course, Showtime's going to be having things happening. Fox is going to have things happening. ESPN's going to have things happening. So I guess unless you're Johnny Signorello and you got like 19 TVs and two computers and a couple of screens hanging from the ceiling, you know, all like mirrors and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, unless you've got all that kind of good stuff, you're going to probably miss something tonight. This is the way it is. Unless you've got like four or five platforms going or four different web browser, you know, windows open, you're going to miss a couple things. Like, tonight's going to rock and roll, no doubt about it. Now, Cain Velasquez, of course, the man has been off for a long time, almost 3 years, 2.5 years. And why? Because of injuries. He's back tonight taking on Francis Ngannou.
Very excited to be standing next to UFC heavyweight Cain Velasquez, who returns from a 2.5-year layoff at UFC Fight Night this Sunday against Francis Ngannou, and a bit of a home game for you, right? What is it like coming back, not only for the first time in 2.5 years, but you got a lot of people who want to see you fight here in Phoenix?
Yeah, for me, just this card made sense. I wasn't sure how long I would be away from the sport. You know, I didn't have a time frame or anything as far as my return, so when I got the opportunity to fight against Francis and also to fight here in Phoenix, for me it was a no-brainer. Something, you know, a place that I can fight in front of my family and friends. I've been competing here my whole life, so it just made sense for me.
Do you actually have your own house here in Phoenix?
No, I don't.
No?
Well, in Yuma, yes, but not here.
In Yuma, okay. Not making the drive from Yuma to Phoenix every day, huh?
Probably.
No.
During fight week.
No. Staying at the hotel, yes.
When did you know, Kane, that you wanted to come back, that you wanted to be in the Octagon again, whether it was Phoenix or anywhere else? When did that realization come for you?
Yeah, it was being just brought up the opportunity to fight here. You know, again, there was no incentive for me to come back at any particular moment. So it was mainly just this card, you know. It was this card and being that my body felt good again, felt ready, you know, to finally come back. So it all kind of made sense. It just kind of all got put into place all at once. So it just made sense.
That's interesting to me, because then what will it take to get you back after this? If it took, you know, a card in Phoenix and you wanting to compete in Phoenix, I guess how are you going about outlining your career from this point forward?
We'll see what happens from this fight on. You know, I'm just excited to fight against somebody like Francis, who poses a lot of threats, definitely a lot of challenges, and I always love a challenge, you know, especially in the sport. So just a great opportunity for me to come back, and whatever happens afterwards happens. But, you know, just stay healthy, stay strong, and, you know, with that, I can do anything.
You know, you mentioned a couple times that Francis is a great opponent. Am I stepping on yours or you're stepping on mine? It was one of the two, right? I'll take blame for it. Yep, that was me. You've mentioned that Francis is a great opponent to come back to, and certainly he is. I mean, the guy is right there in the top three of the division. After 2.5 years off, was there any consideration from you or anyone from your team that said, maybe we don't need to go after the toughest guy in the division right away? Maybe we just ease you back into it. Was there ever any type of conversation like that?
No, you know, I've done this sport for so long. You know, I'm up for the challenges of anyone. So the best guy out there is, you know, the type of guys that I want to fight, that I expect to be fighting with, you know, and this is no different. So, again, having this fight brought up to me, fighting against somebody like Francis, who is very dangerous, who's very strong, powerful. You know, I took that challenge head on.
Is he a great mixed martial artist, or is he a powerful, dangerous, athletic guy?
He's a powerful, dangerous, athletic guy, just because he's still so new to the sport, you know. So I believe going back to his last fight to now, we're going to see a much more improved Francis, and I'm expecting that. A guy that's always learning, that's always evolving. I can tell that he loves the sport. He loves to, you know, to train as well and to get better. And I see the fire in him. So I love that challenge again.
You just squared off with him. Was that the first time that you two have stared each other down?
I met him one time in the hotel elevator. Yes,
he's so,
second time, I guess.
He's a big guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Why? Because you're standing here.
I suppose. Right, yeah, he looks like a big guy to me.
He is a big guy. I fight bigger guys all the time. So yes, he's a big guy.
Last question, most important one, is it's been a couple weeks since I've seen you, so a couple episodes of The Bachelor have gone by. Last time I talked to you, all three of your preseason picks were still alive. Is that the case? Have any been eliminated in the last 2 weeks?
That's the case. Yeah, I got one girl eliminated, and one could be going home as well. So it's kind of BS, you know, my picks. But, no, it's been fun to watch. It's fun to watch the family. It's something that me and my wife take enjoy of, you know, and it's fun during the show just to commentate and just talk trash. So we have fun with it.
If you listen to that real close, Cain Velasquez didn't like giving up the fact he has a house in Yuma. He didn't like giving that up because he's a very, very secretive guy. I mean, when he's here in Northern California, of course, he lives here in Silicon Valley, trains at the American Kickboxing Academy down there. I think it's in Milpitas, somewhere around there. Bottom line is, Cain is a private dude. Cain is a real, real private dude. Cain was doing Metro PCS commercials. I think he had an AT&T. iPhone at the same time. I think so. I think that was where he was going down, because he called me. I think it was on an AT&T phone. And he was doing these Metro PCS commercials on TV. So I don't know what the scoop is on that. Anyway, let's go back to the Bellator 216. And of course, Michael Page, 170 pounds, and Paul Daly. Paul Daly is supposed to be the toughest guy Michael Page has fought this far. We'll see what's happening. The aforementioned Rory Big Country Nelson, 260 pounds of of them, taking on Mirko Kropop. Man, Kropop, 44 years old, 234 pounds. Man, he's like done, so done, stick a fork in him. A couple other fights on the card, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 in all. So I guess they're really going to rock with this card on the Zone from the beginning until the end. I mean, it starts at 10 p.m. Pacific. I guess that's when the main event is going to start. But there's all kinds of fights before then. You can watch the pre-fights and the undercard only at DAZN.com. So straight up, DAZN hot and happening. Last week, of course, the WBO 175-pound championship changed hands with Sergey Kovalev coming back a fortnight ago, giving Sergey some credit. Sergey wasn't thought to be winning this fight. I mean, Eladier Alvarez was thought to be the better guy. He stopped him the first time out. You know, people thought that the bully that was Sergey Kovalev had to been sort of exposed and slain in this event. But he came back, and he boxed real hard, and he boxed real good. And, you know, I really got to give him a whole lot of credit. But straight up, this is the guy behind me. Oscar Valdez, the WBO 126-pound champion and Olympic gold medalist. That's the guy we'll be featuring in future weeks, boy. I think he's a real deal. He's a future in boxing, coming back, of course, recently with a victory after a one-year layoff due to a broken jaw. So he is the real deal. We like him. We'll hope to have him on the show in the near future, but we will be featuring him in depth here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines, one short segment to go around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let me go through the entire combat sports schedule for you tonight. Of course, we've got Bellator. We've got ESPN. Those are the two MMA channels, okay? We've got Showtime. We've got Fox. I mean, come on, man. All kinds of good stuff tonight. You've got, you're a combat sports fan. There's plenty of stuff to get off on here tonight, no doubt about it. And of course, all the fights, for the most part, you know, they're going to be pretty good. They're going to be pretty competitive. I think that Showtime, I mean, they can take it back. Bellator, since they've moved to the Zone. And of course, that, you know, Sean Coker, Mr. Coker's got this big, big schedule now. He gets to put a lot of fighters on. You get to see some of the best and some of the worst. But, you get to see 20 fights, and if you're a freak, an MMA freak, that's 20 fights. I mean, that's a lot of fights, man. I don't know if I could stand that many fights. I mean, sometimes, I don't know how Johnny Sig does it. Johnny Sig doesn't drink coffee either, but he's sitting there watching like 18 screens. I never got the 18-screen thing, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, nobody covers combat sports quite like Johnny Sig. Of course, Johnny Sig will be back tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide as a Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We do a two-hour show. We think we will have the Twitch.tv thing rocking and rolling. Of course, the audio supposedly now is perfect, according to my man Fabio Flores up there in Sacramento, California. He is my guinea pig on all this stuff, as are you trying to tune in there on Twitch.tv. But it's rocking and rolling as I speak. And in the future, in the near future, we'll be back to doing broadcasts where we do live video, but we'll pull in some audio clips and some video clips. We'll show you some video highlights and things like that, knockouts, you know, maybe blow-ups before fights, things like that. So we'll try to bring you a little more video in the coming weeks, and that's the idea of bringing in this Twitch.tv platform. It rocks and rolls. Some of these gamers are on this for 13, 14 hours. Not us, but you can check us out on Twitch.tv. The channel is Sports Byline USA, all one word. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running show, longest-running fight show in history. 35-plus years now, folks. A lot of guys have come. They've all left. I remember they had a couple of chicks. Chicks said, we're going to do a boxing show on the radio. Yeah, they lasted about 6 weeks, so I wish them all the best. Still, 35 years now. Come on, baby. Here I sit atop my throne. You think I'm ready to be taken? Come challenge me. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, live on Sports Byline.
I met him one time in a hotel.
He's a big guy, yeah?
Yeah, I guess. Sing the song.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Checking the fight schedule, of course, tonight, Fox. I was wrong saying there was Fox on fights on Showtime. It's Fox, the big network. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock in the West, Leo Santa Cruz, Miguel Flores, WBA 126-pound title. Omar Figueroa Jr. is supposed to be better than his father, taking on John Molina Jr. I don't think he's rated to the real John Molina. Of course, it was the 130-pound champion out of Puerto Rico. I'm not too sure on that one. And, of course, next week, Telemundo Rock and Roll, 11:35 in the East and the West with Yomar Alamo and Manuel Mendez. That's right. Circle that date because fights on Telemundo are pretty cool. I tried to get Telemundo to do a second audio programming, you know, like an English broadcast. They told me no, they wouldn't do it. I asked them for years, let me do this. They wouldn't do it. I couldn't figure those guys out. Why, if you could like double your listenership or your viewership, why you wouldn't do that? I don't know, but I never understood that. Anyway, of course, ESPN tonight got MMA going, big time MMA. Francis Ngannou and Cain Velasquez. I figure I'll have a post-fight interview. I'll bring one down off the web tomorrow with Cain Velasquez. I don't see Francis Ngannou winning this fight unless he wins it with an early knockout. Outside of that, Cain's going to take him and own him as far as being on the ground is concerned. Yes, he's big and he's strong, but you sort of Cain sort of said poo-poo to that, and I think he's right. Now, on tomorrow's show, Ring Talk Live World. We'll take it back. Let's get rid of the rest of the Saturday night schedule. Of course, Bellator MMA with MVP and Daly. That's going to be on The Zone, so you can get that rocking and rolling. Fox has got it rocking and rolling. ESPN's going to have the Cain Velasquez fight. So all kinds of stuff as far as combat sports are concerned. And don't forget, I've got my own schedule here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And Ring Talk Live Worldwide is not the only show that I'm involved with. Of course, there's also the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, which airs on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, live on Sunday mornings right here on Sports Byline. And, of course, the Taco Man Audio Magazine. I hope to entertain you, inform you, and infuriate you all at the same time. That is the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. And, of course, No Holds Barred, Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 2 hours of boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So lots of Pedro Fernandez, lots of Johnny Taco here on Sports Byline. Until next time, don't forget, Twitch.tv is new. We're rocking and rolling with it. But until next time, I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves.